Anita Prabhu, who has kindly come from Radhadesh to be the priest for this ceremony, and I'm also welcoming all of you who are on the taking part online and here in the temple room, and I'm very much welcoming the young future priests here and priestesses who are already getting the first experience of sitting close to an initiation ceremony. Also willkommen, Kinder. Wenn ihr rastlos werdet, wisst ihr, könnt jederzeit in der großen, weiten Welt spielen, aber hier muss man richtig, so wie ihr jetzt seid, machen. Gut. Ja, I will say this much. I believe in this time where we really could not meet so frequently in such physical gatherings. It's a rare blessing, and I do know that some of you have traveled very, very far from Russia. Some of you have come, others have gone over a huge detour, Slovenia, from England here. So all those who sit here are really eager. They have overcome the difficulties and the obstacles in order to be here. I was just addressing the devotees who are sitting now to take their sacred initiation, that probably so often you have thought about this. Oh, in the beginning the question is, should I, is Krishna consciousness really my path to God? Then you have decided, yes, it is. Then a little later, when you knew about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, you came upon the concept of taking initiation from a living spiritual master, and you might have struggled. Do I need someone between me and God? Is that, why is that necessary? Why not directly? By the way, it is direct with help. The relationship with Krishna is direct, but with the assistance. But you might have struggled. Then you might have asked yourself, who will be my spiritual master? There are several. I always tell those who want to become my disciples, please don't make a quick decision like that. Please study and look around. And I tell them, you have to choose who is your spiritual master on the basis of who reaches your heart and inspires you to overcome your obstacles and move forward to Krishna. It's not a personality cult at all. It has to do with Krishna working his miracles through his various devotees. So, yes, and so you went through various stages, and now finally you sit here, and you may have to what is it called? You know, do this. This is really true. You know, you might have to make a reality check. Is this a dream or is this true? And that, yes, it is true. You are sitting now before our deities, Shishi Radha Madan Mohan, on a very sacred day, the day of Lord Nityananda's appearance day, where we hear extra special mercy is available. And yeah, I wish you a wonderful experience in the ceremony itself, and more important than the ceremony. The ceremony is important, but what occupies much more of your time is your life. This is a brief moment. of hardly of an hour or 1.5 hours, but you have a life in front of you, an exciting life, a life where you have the support of an ancient traditional line of teachers. I wish you all the best, and all the devotees who are here and also online. I have to look in this direction. Please bless these devotees. I will request you at a certain stage to all give your good wishes to the devotees. Good. So without any delay, I want to now request Mahendra Prabhu to guide us through the various steps of the initiation ceremony. Please tell us.
Thank you very much. First, we have to purify our physical and mental bodies by repeating the sacred mantra in water and sitting in water. We should go in the right hand, the right palm. Please take the left hand and put 2-3 drops.
Om apavitra pavitrova savavastam gatopiva yasmaret pundarikaksham savaya vyantada suci Shri Vishnu. Sabhaya Abhyantara Shuchi Shri Vishnu. Om Apavitra Pavitrova Savavastam Gatopiva Yasmaret Pundarikaksham Sabhaya Abhyantara Shuchi Shri Vishnu. Krishna Sachidananda Vikra Anari Ari Govinda Savakarana Karanam Mani Prakara Satna Sukalpa Briksha Laksha Viteshu Surabira Bipala Yantam Lakshmi Sahasra Shatasambrama Tibhyamanam Govindam Hari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Enam Kvanantamadavindam Dalayataksham Bahavitam Samasitam Buddhasan Tarangam Kanda Pakoti Kamaniya Vise Chasopam Govindam Hari Purusham Tamam Vajami Aniyasya Sakalendriya Vritti Manti Pasyanti Panti Savarayanti Kshagam Jaganti Ananda Chinmata Ujvala Vigrahasya Govindam Hari Purusham Tamam Vajami. Yes. Very briefly. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Shivashadi Gaurabhaktavinda Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gaudadaye Pushpavanto Chitro Shando Tamonudo Jayatam Surato Pango Mama Manda Mate Gati Matsavasva Padambujo Radha Madana Mohano Radha Madana Mohano Jaya Jaya Nityananda Nityananda Ram Jaya Jaya Nityananda Nityananda Ram. As we all know, initiation is an ancient process. In one of the earliest mentioning of this process, it is the essence is described. It is said that the disciple comes in a very humble mood after he has collected firewood which is necessary for yagyas like this one. Let me just encourage my youngest. So, Madhava, jetzt richtig durchhalten. Also einfach da sitzen, mit dem Blick auf den Yagya ausgerichtet bleiben und tolerieren. Das schaffst du hundertprozentig. Das ist kein Problem für dich. So, good. So, he comes after he has done service to serve in the performance of yagya. Once Prabhupada was asked what is his duty, he said, my duty is to serve Krishna and the duty of the disciple is to help me serve Krishna. So this is expressed in this ancient verse where the disciple comes to the guru and gives him what is most necessary for the daily performance of yagya, that is firewood. The Bhagavad Gita later in time speaks of how we approach the spiritual master. We should be in a humble mood, we should be willing to render service, and then we are entitled to ask questions about the spiritual secrets and receive the answer. So this is the process of the initiation. You are really connecting with one spiritual master who is connected again to a whole line of disciplic succession that goes back to Krishna, and you make the connection to this line really through service and through inquiry. I think discipleship gets its life by service and by remaining curious, remaining an inquirer, an explorer. How can I move forward now? There should not be a standstill or stagnation in our spiritual life, because then we become only pro forma disciples. No? There should be an ongoing relationship of service and inquiry. I want to read to you now from Chaitanya Charitamrita about an initiation ceremony that took place in Chaitanya's time. It was Rupa and Sanatana Goswami who submitted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they said to him, due to our abominable activities, we were bound neck and hands and thrown into the into Maya. Now please, know one thing. No one within the three worlds is sufficiently powerful to deliver us. You, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are the only savior of the fallen souls. Therefore, there's no one but you. If you simply deliver us by your transcendental strength, then certainly your name will be known as Patita Pavana, the savior of the fallen souls. Let us now speak one word that is very true. It gets very energetic here. We say something that is very true. Please hear us plainly, O merciful one. There is really no other object of mercy within the three worlds but us. We are certainly most fallen. Therefore, by showing us your mercy is most successful. Let the power of your mercy be exhibited throughout the entire universe. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, and then he said, "My dear Sakar Malik," that was the name before, "from this day on, your names will be changed to Srila Rupa and Srila Sanatan." So they gave him letters. No, they gave him, sorry, he gives them new names. And then he reminds them, "In the past, you wrote me letters, and I also wrote you back one letter that described the essence of bhakti. It is almost like mystical language. You will have to really interpret this. If a woman is attached to a man other than her husband, she will appear very busy in carrying out her household affairs. But within her heart, she is always relishing feelings of association with her paramour." In an initiation ceremony, Mahaprabhu speaks about a married woman who has another lover. I mean, this sounds highly unethical. Why does he talk about this? He makes a point. It can happen that a woman develops an attachment, but she needs to keep it secret. So she does everything in the household affair that no one finds out and has any suspicion. But in her heart, she thinks always of her new love. This is the tip which Mahaprabhu gives to these two people who are initiated. He says, do your activities in the world as you are doing them. Do them as they need to be done, but in your heart always remember Krishna, I'm part of Krishna. Remember you have a relationship which you want to go deeper in. So Mahaprabhu expresses this through this mystical verse. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that this verse tells us the secret of Krishna conscious activities. You are active with your body. You are answering to the questions which come to you. But in your heart, you are very different. You are no longer part of this, all this. You are now thinking of Krishna. Rupa and Sanatana Goswami in this passage have said, you are the only one who is capable to deliver us. Except for you, there's no one. Now I want to ask you a question. You're sitting now here at the initiation fire. Is Sachinandan Swami the only one who can deliver you? Are you surrendering, in other words, to a person? Or, let us use our brain, are we surrendering to a tradition where spiritual life is done in a certain way? Or are we surrendering to a process maybe, a sadhana, a spiritual practice? It's a good question, no? The answer is, which I would like to give here, is you are surrendering to a process of elevation that was brought by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but you are taking help from a person who is also practicing this. There's a verse in the Bhagavatam, Hare muhus tat parakana pura gunabhidanena vijimbanaya bhaktyahya sangha sadasatyanatmani syanirgune brahmani chanyasaratihi. The devotee, this is you, should gradually, step by step, increase the kalsha of devotional service by constant hearing of the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada comments here, he says, one should mold his life, shape his life in such a way that one cannot live in peace without drinking the nectar of the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Initiation, my dear devotees, is not about just a name, it's not about social validation, it's not about now I belong. It is becoming serious about the process of Krishna consciousness. The fruit which we all want, that is love, ecstatic love of Krishna, is caused by hearing about Krishna and by glorifying Krishna. If you have a priority list in your life, if you are serious about the spiritual life, then it should be hearing about Krishna and chanting about Krishna. You should really plan like this. The year has how many months? 12. And each month has around 30 days, sometimes 31, sometimes less. You should make time in your life for this. Believe me, I'm now a little elderly, not so much, but a little. approaching 70, that's nothing. Then you can really dance with 70. I'm noticing there will be an end to all of this. One day I will hit the line. And at that time I will look back in my life and there's only one question. How much do I love Krishna now? I will have forgotten about different positions, standpoints, views, troubles. There's only one thing which will help me now, my consciousness of Krishna, my love for Krishna. And this is caused, this fruit which we want so much is caused by hearing about Krishna and glorifying Krishna. This is the process you are initiated in. And you can always learn more, you can always increase more. In one moment I will just address my youngest audience. Kinder, ich rede nur noch 5 Minuten, das schafft ihr locker, das schafft ihr ganz sicher. Einfach ganz fixiert, so wie so ein heiliger Mensch, so ein Devoti, wie die einfach da sitzen, so tun, als wenn man alles versteht. Oder ob ihr rausgehen könnt. Ja, könnt ihr auch. Also nur nicht reden und zappeln. Ne? Möchtest du raus? Bitte, bitte. Kannst ja später wiederkommen. Mhm. Gut. Das ist süß, ne? Können wir rausgehen? Ja. Es ist sehr wichtig, dass wir unsere Kinder mitnehmen, dass sie die Liebe der Gemeinschaft verspüren, das Verständnis und so weiter.
That's why Prabhupada says one should mold his life. Try to create time so that one can do this, hear about Krishna, chant about Krishna. And I want to end by giving you one tip. I gave it already, but I feel it's so important. And before my generation dies, we have to give this tip to the young generation. There is one very safe way in which you can definitely experience the bliss of bhakti. It is by sharing it with others. Krishna consciousness is not meant to be just me, my advancement. It's about jiva daya, caring for others. And I would like to quote this verse from Bhakti Ratnakar. It says, devotion or bhakti is the property of a devotee. It belongs to you. You have a right for it. It's his or her hidden treasure. It is not always there, but it becomes available to a devotee when he or she helps another person to get this bhakti. It is mystical. Human reason does fail to understand. But if you do in your service, Bhavesh, for a few more minutes, in Kirtan London, and you really try to bring people towards the Kirtan experience, or Rivoyev as a professor at the university, or so you try to bring people to Krishna consciousness. Or Sergei, as if you're a lawyer of international rights, you try to find time where you can give Krishna, or Lalita, if you are working, but if you can try to take part in the programs in the temple where others are invited to maybe do kirtan, I can imagine this is something. Or Anastasia, you gave me a postcard which showed you doing sankirtan in one esoteric town in Russia, I forgot the name. If you keep on doing this, but with the conscious idea, I want to help other people to get bhakti, your own bhakti increases. It is something really wonderful. I request you to think about this. Good. So my main point today was, you are taking initiation in a respectable ancient tradition, and the whole tradition is there to help you. Srila Prabhupada is there, and the whole line of teachers is there. It is an electrical wire which goes right to Krishna and which can empower your devotional life. Stay connected through two things, service and inquiry. Learn more. Remain curious. Don't think this is the end. Like many of the Hare Krishna people, they come to a stage and stop. It's so sad. They stop a meter before going back to Godhead. So you should never stop. Continue to inquire. So this is what I want to tell you. And always know there's help for you. Help is available. Help is there. Like sunshine, it's always there. You just need to go. Sometimes you need to leave your room for a moment to get the sunshine. Fine. Having said this, I want to turn to all. No, that I do at the end. Mahendra, what do we do now?
Names.
Names. Oh, this is the best part. Everyone is. And the bees. Yes. So. If I'm correct, this is Anastasius, I think it's yours, right? Yes. So, first devotee, Anastasia, please come. Right. You pay your obeisances like this. You can be like this, you know, facing me. Yes, correct. Anastasia, what are the four rules and regulations which you will keep? Yes, dies war vor, thank you. Auch ich spreche ja in Deutsch mit dir. Wie viele Runden wirst du täglich chanten? Sehr gut. Dein werter Name ist ein Name von Radharani. Beste, ne? Radharani ist immer sehr von Glückseligkeit erfüllt und deswegen ist ihr Name Anandamayi Devidas. You are here. Hare Krishna. Wonderful, please. Take your seat again. Du kannst dich wieder dorthin setzen. When I first met Anandamayi, it was many, many years ago, maybe 10 years, I think it was in one of the programs in Russia, and I could see she was just so blissful. The energy was just coming out, and I thought, I hope all our devotees will remain like this, you know, enthusiastic, inspired. And then I wanted to give her another name originally, but then last minute I thought, no, we don't have the name as of yet. It must be a name of Radharani. And yes, Anandamayi. So this means transcendental bliss. May that always be with you, and may you never become without energy. Fine. Hare Krishna, Hare Bo. Now our next devotee, and I'm just taking. Oh yeah, it is. This is, I think, Bhavesh. Let me just see. Yes. So, Bhavesh, please come. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Bhavesh. Please tell me what, by which rules you have, you'll be alive.
Not eating meat, fish or eggs.
Yes.
No gambling.
Yes.
No intoxication.
Yes.
No,
yes. Good. How many rounds will you chant each day?
At least 16 rounds.
Wonderful. So, your name is, his name, Bharata Shrestha Das. Please take your seat. Bharata Shrestha. Who's Bharata Shrestha? The original Bharata Shrestha is Arjuna. It's the name of Arjuna. Now, Krishna says in the Bhagavatam, bitte, ihr könnt euch wieder hinsetzen, wenn ihr möchtet. Ja, setzt euch ruhig, wenn ihr, oder was immer ihr wollt. Let us just wait for our, sehr gut, yes. Willkommen. It's a very, very nice statement Krishna makes in Mahabharata. He says that anyone who is the friend of Arjuna and the Pandavas, he's my friend. And anyone who hates the Pandavas, I cannot have anything to do with them. So especially we hear amongst the Pandavas, Arjuna was so dear to Krishna. So by having a name from Arjuna, I think Krishna will love you. No, Krishna is like this. He is full of rasa. And when he just hears, it's said, when he hears someone saying Ra, not even Radha, he comes running to the person, you know. So Krishna reacts to names, and Bharata Shrestha, it means the best of the Bharatas, and the Bharatas are this from this ancient civilization, and it's the name of Arjuna. Hare Krishna. I'm very happy to give you this name. I think it is very powerful. It will save you. If you think, oh, Bharata Shrestha, then already you have said the divine name and you are on the upswing. I will also mention that Kundalata has also come, the good wife of Bharata Shrestha. She is filming at the moment. And in my mind, the two are really a wonderful Grihastha couple. And we wish not only Bharata Shrestha all the best, but Kundalata as well. Hare Krishna. So the next devotee is here. I believe it must be Khribriye. Yes. Please come, Khribriye.
What are the four rules and regulations?
Abstinence from meat eating, intoxication, gambling, and illicit sex.
Good. And how many rounds will you chant each day? Wonderful. This is a promise. Your good name is also the best name. Ram Hari. Ram Hari, Ram Hari. Wow. We will not be able to stop saying Ram Hari. It has Ram and Hari. It is a very powerful name. There is Ram Hari. Yes, he received Lord Nityananda in his village. He was a great devotee. He is a very great devotee of Lord Nityananda. Hare Krishna. Good. I believe this is Lalita, is it? Yes. So, Hare Krishna, Lalita. Moment. Ah, it's a good best. Lalita, what are the four rules and regulations, please? Good. How many rounds will you chant each day?
16.
Wonderful. So your good name is Lalita Kishori Devidasi. Yes. Thank you very much. Wait here, Vivek. I should say first about Ram Hari. Already for a long time we know each other. I remember I became very aware of Ram Hari when I visited Rijeka for a summer festival. And both him and Gaur Govinda, who is also here, yes, he's here, we somehow ended up in the same car, and Ram Hari began a discussion, where we discussed something which was intellectually highly stimulating. I do remember this. I don't remember the exact subject matter, but I remember going out of this discussion and thinking, oh yeah. This is very good to be so thoughtful, and my recommendation to you is keep on exploring Krishna consciousness from also academic perspectives, from various perspectives, also devotional perspectives, obviously, because I think when the mind is engaged with the subject matter of Krishna, it is enlivened. It is said the function of the mind is to remember, to think. And when the mind stops thinking, smaranam becomes maranam, or dead. It becomes dead, uninteresting, most probably materially attached, and so on. It needs to be, we need to have the Krishna conscious thoughts. About Lalita Kishori, I met her also. I can remember meeting her during one of our holy name retreats in Radhadesh. That is my memory, at least. And she was already known as Lalita at that time. And I always respect when Krishna makes an arrangement. Das geht gleich los mit dem Feuer, dann sind die die kleinen Juwelen still. Wir sind gleich mit dem Feuerkinder, also haltet durch. So I remember very much, yes, I think I lost my thread, that we should honor Krishna's arrangements. And somehow by Krishna's arrangement, she got the name Lalita, the direct servant of Radha Rani, and I just could not imagine to change this, so I put Lalita Kishori. It means Lalita, who is a beautiful young girl. See, all Radha Rani and the Sakis are all very young. Yeah. In Vrindavan, they will say Kishori, Kishori, you know, and so. Yes, so Lalita Kishori, Devidasi. Most probably, people will keep on calling you Lalita, but some will know, oh, Kishori, I always feel this last name, Kishori, it's a direction which brings you more to Radha Krishna and their eternal pastimes. Therefore, I thought it like this. Fine, our last devotee. Yes, there's one more. Here, Sergei, please come. Sergei is a lawyer. We have to be really careful. I'm joking. So, what are the four rules and regulations, please? Yeah. How many rounds will you chant each day?
16 rounds each day.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. So I will give you your beads now. Your name is a name of Lord Krishna. It means the youthful Lord Krishna. Syam Kishora Das. Hare Krishna. I met Syam Kishore when he was coming, I believe, from Brussels, where you worked at that time as a lawyer on international rights. You came and you observed the programs, and I always appreciated your level-headedness and your really determination to be in Krishna consciousness. You always traveled long, long roads, and you came a long way. So I'm very happy that today, finally, after traveling from Russia, I believe, Anastasia also from Russia, all the way, Ukraine, yes, long way they traveled. You will find how you spell your names. We will stick it on the door so that you can know where are the hyphens and where are the details and how to just write it, no? So, Ramhari, is this your bibik? Yeah, sorry, I forgot to give the bibik to you. Good. So, yeah, now all the devotees, you have to do now your part. When Rup and Sanatan received their sacred initiation, at that time, Lord Chaitanya asked all the Vaishnavas to bless the devotees. So how do you do this? You sit straight, please everyone, sit straight. You just center yourself for a moment. It means to calm your mind. Think about the place where you are, temple room. Think about how you once were taking these sacred vows. Think with affection of these five devotees and find in your heart good wishes for them, blessings that you send to their addresses, means as they sit here, you just think of that you really wish them well. No? So please do this now. We will make a little pause here where you do this, and then I will call upon you when we continue. Beautiful. Now, all of us, let us make a very, very wonderful, call out Hari Bol. No? Auch Hari Bol rufen gleich, nicht? Gol Premanandi, Hari 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 Bol! Gol Premanandi, Hari 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 Bol! Gol Premanandi, Hari Hari Sehr gut. You were blessed today. Fine. So let us now turn to Mahendra Prabhu. What will we do now?